Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book boundaries with kids, when to say yes, when to say no to help your children gain control of their lives. Let's imagine a life scenario. To help your children be on time for school, you rush around manically, trying to pack things up and prepare breakfast. Meanwhile, your kid is waiting for others to do everything for him and complaining about his nagging and irritating parents. When your kid comes home after school, you study with them until late at night to help them finish their homework as soon as possible. While you are anxiously watching from the sidelines, your kids are developing poor study habits, and you might as well be taking the exam for them. At this moment, we have to ask, what is the problem? Simply put, the main issue here is that parents think it is their responsibility to get their children to school on time. As a result, kids will think that being late for school is the parents' problem, not theirs. In other words, it is the parents who have overstepped their boundaries and forced their children's responsibilities onto themselves. As a result, the children lack the responsibilities they require to be successful. Today's families, schools, and societies are filled with many problems caused by personal irresponsibility. And it is the task of parents to help their children develop a sense of responsibility, self-control, and autonomy. The book Boundaries with Kids that we are reviewing today is about establishing norms around responsibility and self-control so that parents can help their children take charge of their own lives. This book was written by Henry Cloud and John Townsend, both of whom have PhDs in clinical psychology. They are renowned psychiatrists and co-hosts of New Life Live radio program, a household name in counseling in the US. The two authors have collaborated on many best-selling books, including Boundaries in Marriage, Boundaries in Dating, Boundaries Face to Face, How to Have That Difficult Conversation You've Been Avoiding, and the Gold Medallion Award-winning Boundaries, When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life. You may also want to check out our previous two bookies on Boundaries, When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life, and Boundaries in Dating. By sharing their own parenting experiences and clinical cases as psychologists, the two authors share their advice with parents on how to interact with their children. They also emphasize that children should take responsibility for every aspect of their lives from the standpoint of establishing norms. Next, we will discuss the key points of the book in three parts. Part 1, Why Kids Need Boundaries and the Roles of a Parent. Part 2, 10 Boundary Principles Kids Need to Know. Part 3, The 6 Steps to Implementing Boundaries with Your Kid. Let's look at the first part of this bookie, Why Kids Need Boundaries. First, we need to see what a mature child with boundaries looks like. First, in terms of attitudes toward life, children with boundaries take a proactive approach to things, such as actively working toward developing their hobbies rather than relying on their parents for guidance. And children with boundaries know how to face reality and understand the consequences of their actions in the real world. For example, good kids know that their teachers will punish them for being late or that their lies will one day be exposed. Second, in terms of proper behavior, children with boundaries know how to take responsibility for their own lives and choices. Meanwhile, they know how to manage their own lives actively and possess self-control. In addition, they can bounce back from setbacks. Third, regarding relationships, kids with boundaries know how to respect others and will consider how their actions may affect others. But in the meantime, they also know how to stick to their own views and won't forsake their opinions to accommodate others. Additionally, they are also very candid about their interpersonal relationships. It's not hard to see that children with appropriate boundaries will be more successful when interacting with their family, school, or society. Therefore, setting boundaries for children helps them establish the right norms in their attitudes, behaviors, and interpersonal relationships, and eventually results in good character. This is the only way they can properly face the many difficulties that life will present to them in the future. Parents demand that their children become responsible people, but this process starts with the parents, meaning that kids need parents with boundaries. The family is where children gain self-control, responsibility, a sense of autonomy, and love. However, children cannot grow by themselves, they will only respond and conform to their parents' teachings. There is a saying that parents are the first teachers of their children. Kids will follow their parents' footsteps. So it is only when parents have boundaries that children can acquire them. Then what role do parents play when teaching their children to set boundaries? According to the authors, the three roles are as follows: guardian, manager, and source. First, in their role as guardians, parents have to protect their children's safety, growth, and health. To ensure their safety, parents must neither let their children venture out of the house by themselves nor leave them alone at home. Second, the manager's role ensures that children can get things done and meet expectations and goals. For instance, parents need to manage the process of teaching children to take care of their belongings. Meanwhile, parents need to ensure that children want to take care of their belongings by telling them what will happen if they don't. Third, parents need to fulfill the material needs of food, clothing, shelter, and transportation for their children in their role as a source. This also includes providing spiritual support such as love and companionship. Parents should have their children learn how to accept and use their own things responsibly. For example, if children desperately want a puppy, parents should help them realize that they also need to be responsible for the puppy. All right, we have now covered the first part. Teaching children to build boundaries requires one to set norms, cultivate their responsibility and self-control, and develop a good character that can face life's adversities. There is a saying that parents are the first teachers of their children. Thus, kids need parents with boundaries. In teaching kids to set boundaries, the three roles of parents include guardian, manager, and source. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Wie viele Kaffees waren es heute schon? Kaffee spielt im Leben vieler eine sehr große Rolle. Und das nicht nur zu Hause oder im Café, sondern auch am Arbeitsplatz. Dafür gibt es Lavazza Professional. Kaffee am Arbeitsplatz, der genauso lecker schmeckt wie in eurem Lieblingscafé. Die perfekte Kaffeelösung für jede Art von Unternehmen. Klein, mittel, groß. Ihr habt auf jeden Fall einen Kaffee, der schmeckt. Die richtige Motivation für eure Arbeitstage. Alle Infos zu Lavazza Professional findet ihr auf lavazzapro.de mit allen Kaffeelösungen für euer Büro.
Was zum Teufel, du Bastard? Du bist tot, du kleiner Hundeficker.
Und dieser kleine Hundeficker, das ist unser Werner. Ein ganz normaler Berliner Kleinstkrimineller, der dann aber im Knast das Ding seines Lebens dreht.
Una Fantastica Risetta Perla Pizza.
Er klaut seinem Zellengenossen ein Pizzarezept, aber nicht irgendeins. Und mit dem eröffnet Werner dann die beste Pizzeria Berlins. Doch Werners Glück ist nur von kurzer Dauer, denn es hagelt Probleme. Werners Pizzaparadies. Erstmals großes Kino- und Podcast-Format mit fetter Starbesetzung. Alina But, Kida Ramadan, Edin Hasanovic, Oliver Koritke, Ralf Richter, Ben Becker, Winfried Glatzeder, Anna Schmidt und viele mehr. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. 14. Mai ist Release von Werners Pizzaparadies. Abonniert die Scheiße jetzt sofort, sonst verpasst ihr was. Los schon, ich kann euch nicht sehen. Wo abonniert ihr die Kacke? Jetzt macht schon, mach!
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.